After 2 years of social distancing, some people have become more comfortable gathering with others, especially during the holiday season. But more gatherings have led to increased cases of COVID, influenza, and RSV. WUWM's Kobe Brown talked with the Medical College of Wisconsin's Dr. Ben Weston about the state of the city's health. Weston is an associate professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine. He's also chief health policy advisor for Milwaukee County.
When we think through the three kind of major viruses going on right now, so we have COVID, obviously, to the question of hospitalizations, about 100 folks are hospitalized right now. That's been a really stubborn number. We haven't been able to bring that down, but about 100 folks hospitalized in Milwaukee County. But thankfully, deaths remain quite rare. Now, when we look at RSV, we're finally starting to see a little bit of a reprieve from RSV. The last week of data that we got shows a decline. Now, it's a single data point over a single week, but nonetheless, it's the first time we've seen a meaningful decline in RSV since the surge really started there. Now, opposite of that is influenza. Influenza, we're seeing a substantial rise in cases. We're seeing an earlier rise than we normally would, and we're seeing a steeper rise than we normally would as well. But when you bring all three of these together, even though COVID is stable, even though RSV is starting to decline, it still means lots of hospitalizations, as well as strain just on clinics and on emergency departments as well.
Is there a reason in particular this year we're seeing so many rising cases?
A lot of kids haven't been exposed as much. A lot of adults haven't been exposed as much as we've been a bit more cautious, as we should have, as it saved many, many, many lives. Thousands or millions of lives over the last couple of years, but now we're seeing more exposure to more viruses. And that certainly is a big part of why we're seeing these increases right now. But we've learned from COVID, we should stay humble that there are elements we don't understand going on. There's viral interference, which we know very little about, but when it seems like when COVID really gets quite high, we don't see other viruses quite as much. And so how are those viruses interacting in the environment, in our bodies? We don't completely understand that. But what we do know is, nonetheless, right now, we're thankful to not be dealing with a huge surge in COVID, but we certainly are dealing with a surge in influenza, and hopefully the end point of a surge in RSV as well.
Should we be hypersensitive and keep wearing masks, or is it time to relax that a little bit so we can get used to being around each other again?
So our immune system is working all the time, whether you're exposed to RSV or flu, or if you are, you know, taking a drink of water or eating a bite of food, there's pathogens on that. There's viruses, there's bacteria. And so our immune system is constantly working. So I don't think by any means our immune system has been weakened because of mitigation measures over the last 2 years, but we just haven't been exposed to the same sort of thing. So when you're exposed for the first time, your body has to fight it. And we're seeing that now.
Should people grab an extra booster, like a COVID booster this year or a flu shot this season?
Vaccines and boosters, it's such an easy step. And it's such a non-intrusive step in your life to really get a lot of protection against flu as well as COVID. Nothing for RSV yet, hopefully in the future, but against flu and COVID. And the answer is no, not nearly enough people are vaccinated for flu or vaccinated and boosted in particular for COVID. So for flu, in Wisconsin, we see about 30% of the population vaccinated, a little bit lower in Milwaukee County, 27%. And about half that when you start looking at more vulnerable populations, particularly populations of color. When we look at COVID, specific to the new booster, the bivalent booster that provides that more up-to-date protection, reminding your immune system how to fight off COVID, only 14% of Milwaukee County residents have received that bivalent booster. When we look at our most vulnerable group for severe disease, for death, 65 years and older, among that group, only 38% have received their booster. So we still have a lot of work to do to get more people their flu shots and more people their COVID boosters.